Is the one meal a day diet the right plan for you if you want to lose some weight and improve your health? In this video, we're going to go over everything about the OMAD diet, the one meal a day diet. We're going to cover exactly what it is. We'll go over all the benefits of only eating one meal for the day. We'll go over the pros and cons because it's not for everyone only eating one meal. We'll go over the best practices, how to modify the one meal a day diet. I like to modify for a lot of my coaching clients. I also want to talk about some hacks that you can do when only eating one meal for the day. And then we'll give you some meal examples at the end of the video. It's going to be a great presentation. I have a whole bunch of slides to go through. Also, leave your comments underneath the video. I'll get back to you and we'll answer all your questions. Okay, the first thing I want to cover is what exactly is the one meal a day diet, the OMAD diet, standing for one meal a day. It's pretty straightforward. You pretty much only eat one meal a day. Now, you can do it intermittently, meaning that not every single day. People will call that intermittent fasting. But if you did it every single day, I would call that time-restricted eating, only eating one meal every single day. The classic way of doing is called a 23-1, meaning that you fast for 23 hours, and then within a one-hour eating window, you take in all your calories. See, some people like this diet so much because you get to eat whatever you want within that 1 hour eating window. And most people will automatically be in a calorie deficit, even eating all their favorite foods. Because just think about it. If you're used to eating multiple times during the day, say within a 12 to 14 hour eating window, and then you say to yourself, I'm gonna take in all my food, all my calories within 1 hour, 99% of the people will be in a nice calorie deficit, only giving yourself a 1 hour eating window. But obviously this is not for everyone. There's a lot of pros and cons to this diet. And that's what we're gonna discuss in great detail in this video. So let's go over some of the other benefits. Okay, one of the benefits is, like I just discussed, it's an easy way to get you into a calorie deficit with only a 1 hour eating window. There are also other hormonal benefits to, say, fasting for 23 hours. Just think, the insulin is the storage hormone, right? The pancreas produces insulin that lower blood sugar and to store away excess calories. You know, glycogen from carbohydrates gets stored in the muscle and the liver, fat in the fat cells. And insulin does a lot of great things within the body too. It helps with protein synthesis and a number of other reactions. But if insulin is constantly being elevated from eating a whole bunch of meals throughout the day, plus if you're in a positive energy balance, if you're just eating too much, it can lead to a lot of issues, right? And when insulin is elevated, it's just harder for the body to dip into fat stores. And there's also something called the insulin-glucagon relationship. See, when insulin is high, glucagon is low. It's the inverse hormone. When blood sugar gets low, glucagon helps raise blood sugar. So if you want to be in an optimal, say, weight loss or fat burning state, you want insulin low, glucagon high. And when you're fasting, when you've been fasting for 23 hours, that's what automatically happens within the body. So that's some of the hormonal benefits of being in a fasted state. Plus, it increases insulin sensitivity. Truthfully, calorie restriction does the same thing. But fasting for 23 hours, you really keep insulin levels very low. You're also dipping into stored energy, right? You're dipping into stored body fat, which helps you lose body fat. Plus, you're dipping into stored glycogen levels. See, when you eat, say you have a big meal. Say you have a hamburger with the bun, french fries, a real big meal, right? Whatever you're not burning right then, you're gonna store away those excess calories. Where are carbohydrates stored? In the muscles, in the liver, in the form of glycogen. The issue is within your body is you can only hold so much. Let's say you're a 200 pound guy, maybe you can hold 1500 calories in the form of carbohydrate, glycogen, in the muscles and your liver. If you're consistently eating excess calories and your muscles and liver are full with glycogen, just think what happens when you keep eating too much. That's going to convert into body fat. It's just a bad situation. So when you fast for 23 hours, you kind of deplete your glycogen stores, which is a great thing. That's one of my favorite like eating and diet strategies. Never letting your muscles get completely full to the brim with glycogen. You want to deplete and fill up, deplete and fill up. And a 23 hour fast can really help you with that. And there's something else called autophagy. A lot of people fast just for autophagy, which is cell cleansing, like the rejuvenation of like weakened, damaged organelles like mitochondria. It's somewhat of a complex topic, autophagy, But the general feeling is the longer you fast, you can upregulate autophagy. And a lot of people feel, a lot of experts feel, it's a good thing for longevity, right? And also what I like about the OMAD diet is it's such a simple diet to follow. You can tell someone, I can tell a coaching client, fast for 23 hours, take in a certain amount of calories within a 1 hour eating window. That's it. Super, super simple. And once again, you can do it intermittently or you can do it every single day. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Let's go over some of the cons because it's definitely not a diet for everyone. First of all, it's not easy fasting for 23 hours if you're not used to it, right? You're going to be hungry. It's going to find a challenge. That's number one. Obviously, if you're not an adult, if you're under 18, if you're pregnant, even if you're trying to get pregnant, right? If you have eating disorders, anything like that, this is not the diet for you. Let's get that straight right from the straight. Okay. Now, also, if you do it every single day, I think it's only good short term because in my opinion, it's very difficult to take in enough vitamins, minerals, and nutrients if you're consistently only eating one meal a day. It's really hard to take in enough protein. I think the two most important things to keep an eye on when you want to lose weight, number one, calories, have to get into a calorie deficit. Number two, taking in enough protein. When you're eating one meal a day consistently every single day, that could be very challenging. So you have to keep that in mind. I think it's a better short-term strategy if you're going to do it every single day. And there's something else called metabolic adaptation. You know, just generally, when you're restricting calories, say you're only eating one meal a day, you can be in a real aggressive calorie deficit. You can overdo that and go into starvation mode, which is really going to slow down your metabolism if you do this every day for extended periods of time. So just keep that in mind. That's why I love the OMAD diet more intermittently or more short term. Obviously, like I said, not eating enough protein. And also too, some people just overdo it. They try to take in too much food within one meal, which can lead to bloating and an upset stomach and things like that. And then the other real negative, I think, of the OMAD diet is a lot of people just never change their diet. They still eat a lot of processed junk type food. Even though they're in a calorie deficit because they're only giving themselves a 1 hour eating window, this is not, in my opinion, a diet you can do for the rest of your life. You're gonna run into issues with it. It's more of a short-term intermittent strategy. Plus, you really have to learn how to eat healthy. You wanna eat a whole natural food diet, right? So those are all the main cons, in my opinion, of the OMAD diet. Okay, now also, let's say you do wanna do it. You may wanna do it intermittently. You may just wanna do it for a few weeks to drop some body fat. When is the best time in the day to have this one meal? Okay, and there's something you may be familiar with, the term called circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm is your 24-hour internal clock. It really regulates like your metabolism, so many different like reactions within the body. It's like the light and dark cycle, right? Research is showing now that it's probably a good idea to take in your calories earlier in the day. So if you're only gonna eat one meal for the day, the earlier within the day you can do it, the better. Not necessarily as soon as you wake up in the morning, wait a couple of hours, but if you can take that one meal earlier in the day, that would be a good thing. Research is showing now it can help you maintain your muscle mass, good for hypertrophy, things like that. Plus, you don't wanna eat a tremendous meal late in the evening. There's a lot of research saying that late night eating just is not good for you. You're gonna have a hard time controlling blood sugar the next day. Plus, it's gonna disrupt your sleep. It leads to waking up hungry. So if you can somehow take in this meal in the middle of the day, it would be probably the optimal time. You can still do it for dinner, maybe 6, 7 o'clock, something like that. But if you can eat this meal early in the day, that would be the best practice. Okay, let's go over exactly how you do it. And you're gonna see, I have some modifications that I put a lot of my coaching clients on when they're following the one meal a day diet. I personally do it every single Sunday. It's a low calorie day for me. Keeps my calories in check for the whole week, but I give myself more than a 1 hour eating window. Okay, let's go over it. Best time to eat the meal, we did that. Let's talk about the modifications. Okay. Once again, it's a good short-term strategy, right? I wouldn't want you doing it every single day. Like I said, I personally do it 1 day a week. You can do it 2-3 times per week. Great way to get into a calorie deficit, right? If you're gonna do it for a number of weeks, I would take a diet break, go to maintenance of calories, maybe you can go back into it, right? Or you can just use it as your low calorie days. It's a great, I think, strategy if you know you're gonna be going out to dinner that night. Let's say it's Saturday night too, and you know you're gonna be overeating, you're gonna be partying, or not, probably consuming a lot of calories. You can fast the whole day, or maybe just have a really small protein snack, save up your calories for dinner, enjoy yourself. You can use the OMAD diet that way, right? You can just do it intermittently. You want a low calorie day like I do on Sundays, you do it on a Sunday. I recommend a lot of my coaching clients do it on a Monday, like a busy day. They may have been overeating over the weekend. They want a nice low calorie day. I probably wouldn't do like hard resistance training on the days you're doing an OMAD diet. Maybe that's the day where you're doing your long, easy cardio, like you're just walking and doing some easy cardio or something like that. You know, but it really is a great strategy just to reduce calories a couple of days per week. It's almost effortlessly you'll start losing weight. If you say, you know, I'm going to do the OMAD diet twice a week, it's going to be low calorie days for me. Say you typically eat 2,500 calories. You do 1,200 calories with an OMAD diet 2 days a week, put you in a nice calorie deficit for the entire week. I think it's a great way to do it. But I also like people to improve their diet in addition to only eating one meal a day. You always want to prioritize protein. Protein is the most important macronutrient, in my opinion, for multiple reasons. First of all, protein helps you maintain your muscle mass when you're losing weight. And if you can maintain your muscle mass, it's gonna help you keep your metabolism up. Plus, it's good for longevity and you wanna look good, you wanna be strong and fit, right? Also, protein has a very high thermic effect, meaning that when you eat protein, you're gonna burn up 25 to 30% of those calories just digesting and processing the protein. So you eat 200 calories of protein, let's exclude the fat, because protein and fat generally come together. You're gonna burn up 60, 50 calories of the 200 just eating protein, which is incredible when you think about it. And then the third, protein is the most satisfying. It's great satiety. You eat, you have a piece of steak, you have some salmon, you have an avocado even, which is like a higher fat food, higher in fiber. Protein and fiber have the most satiety. You're not gonna be hungry for hours. So I don't really like people doing the OMAD diet if they don't improve their food quality. And even with some people, I do want them to track their calories because you really can overdo it. Especially if you do it all the time, you get very used to it. And then people start eating too much within the 1 hour eating window. So you can also track calories. It's a great idea. You have to track calories at least once in your life for a couple of weeks. You'll learn so much from doing it. Such a great exercise. Here are some hacks too. See, when I do the one meal a day diet, even on a Sunday, I'm always concerned about not taking in enough protein. Same thing with my coaching clients. I really want them to eat a good amount of protein. I want them to maintain their muscle mass. I don't want them to be hungry. So instead of doing a 23-hour fast, I might do a 22-hour fast, give myself a two-hour eating window. First, I may just have like a high protein snack, like a Greek yogurt, 15 grams of protein, you know, 80 calories. I might do a protein shake, 25 grams of protein, 100 calories. I may do an essential amino acid supplement, which gives me all those non-essential amino acids, which are incredibly low in calories. I'm always concerned about not taking in enough protein when you're only eating one meal a day. So those are some great hacks you can do. Do like a 1.5, right? You eat like a small high protein meal and then do your one meal, right? And once again, I think it's best to do this type of stuff intermittently. Did I go over the modifications here pretty well? Yeah, I think I covered that pretty good. Okay, the hacks. Right, the hacks would be adding a little bit of protein, adding a protein shake, adding some essential amino acids. Okay, there you go. Here are the hacks here. Let me see if I leave anything out. I also think it's a good idea to maybe take a whole food natural vitamin. I like New Chapter. I have no affiliation with them. I take every man over 55, whole food multivitamin, just to make sure you're covering your bases like that. Stay really hydrated if you're fasting for 22, 23 hours. You may want to add some electrolytes to your water. Let me give you an example of what I would eat when I'm only eating one meal for the day. I'm gonna have a nice big bowl of buffalo chili. I'll probably even have two bowls of this chili. If you want a recipe to my homemade buffalo chili, just leave a comment below this video. I'm gonna get about 60, 70 grams of protein right there. I also cut up an avocado. I eat one every single day, high in potassium, high in fiber. I always throw some blueberries in there, just great for flavor, antioxidants. And then for dessert, I'm gonna have a whole bunch of shelled nuts. This is just a great example of like a high fiber, high protein, really nutritious meal when you're only eating one meal for the day. Plus it's moderate in calories. It puts me in a nice calorie deficit. So I hope you found this video helpful. It's really a good strategy, the OMAD diet. I think it's a great short-term intermittent strategy. So if you want to lose some weight, if you want to improve your health, give it a try.